to strike biology that's sitting on the surface of the planet. Now, the mechanism we had in 10-11, where we'll sort of simply upgrade that mechanism a little bit more for the formation and destruction of ozone. So the mechanism's called the Chapman mechanism. The amount that's formed and destroyed each day is 350 kilotons. Now, you can see already, this is a very small amount. Industry can routinely make kilotons of chemistry per day, if it feels like it. It's not a big deal. So that's why this is a system that's able to be perturbed by mankind relatively easy. It's dealing with a small formation flux and a small destruction flux each day. So the formation steps go, we take ozone, we have with a UVC photon, so H nu is indicating a photon coming in, and we form two oxygen atoms with high energy. Now, the energy change that's involved, it's a endothermic process, 498 kilojoules per mole positive, but we then subtract away the energy of the photon that's coming in. Remember, these are high energy photons, so there's a lot of energy, so this ends up as quite a negative value for that step. So that's our slow first step. The second step, the oxygen crashes into a oxygen atom, crashes into an oxygen molecule. Now, there must be a third body sitting behind this oxygen molecule. Now, the third body can either be nitrogen or it can be another oxygen. The function of the third body is like a damper. So I said that the bonding inside ozone is weak. And so if you have an oxygen molecule, has an oxygen atom, crashes into it, if there's a lot of thermal energy in it, then the ozone forms and it literally shakes itself apart again. So what happens when the third body is present behind the oxygen molecule is that the high thermal energy of the ozone molecule is transferred to the bumper molecule sitting behind it, which is like a nitrogen typically. That nitrogen goes away vibrating like crazy and everything hangs together. So that's why the third body is necessary. So this step is exothermic and it's a fast step. So that's our formation of ozone. The half-life of the ozone up there at 30 kilometres is typically about half an hour. So once it's formed, we can then destroy it. So the destruction step uses UVB photons. So remember, the UVC then, there'll be a higher incidence of UVC up higher in the stratosphere than lower. The UVB then, which penetrates further into the stratosphere, is involved in the destruction mechanism. A UVB photon hits ozone, clips off an oxygen atom, so again it's a exothermic step once we subtract the photon energy. And then the oxygen atom collides into another ozone molecule, so this oxygen atom is highly reactive. That forms two oxygen molecules, exothermic step as well. This is our rate determining step here, slow. So that's our Chapman mechanism for the formation and destruction of ozone. Potentially then a pretty set piece sort of question, provide the Chapman mechanism for that style of question. I'm expecting that you can give me the steps in detail with the wavelengths of energy involved, but you don't have to give me the energies, okay? Just knowing that it's exothermic at each step is the key, and you know which step's a slow step, which step's a fast step. Definitely I want you to be comfortable with the sort of amounts that are involved, because this is a pivotal thing in